Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we are doing our question and answers in our continuing series. Now, because of the holidays, and the past few weeks we've been doing the series, I've been giving out a lot of homework. And this is homework I don't want y'all to be rushing through, so we've been taking a break from going further in the series and letting you have a chance to both catch up and apply what you've hopefully, the homework you've already started. If you have any questions, today that you'd like us to address, you can either call in live or go visit the chat room and type in a question there, and we'll get to it live during the program. And if we can't get it to it live during the program, I will get back in touch with you through Blog Talk Radio, or you can email me at diane@wecanprepare.org. And I'd be happy to answer you that way as well. When we get questions online or, you know, live, I do try to be general in terms of making it applicable and helpful to other listeners. So you don't have to be too concerned that I'm going to be probing into something that's personal or embarrassing or anything like that. So if there are areas that you want to discuss more privately, feel free to get in touch with me and we'll see if we can't point you, give you some good pointers as to how to go to God with some of these situations. And if you ever have any loose track of where we're at on Blog Talk Radio, you can always visit us at our site at wecanprepare.org. Now, where that name comes from, we don't know what God has up his sleeves. But we do know that everything is under his control and that he loves us. So that whatever he has up his sleeves is for us. It's not against us. It's for us. And because he wants us to participate in what he is doing in our lives and in this earth, we're not just slaves, we're not just zombies here on this earth. We are to be participants with him in what he is doing. It is then his responsibility to reveal himself, to make himself known, to make himself heard, and to make himself understood. So we recognize and we realize that our availability to him and our dependence on him starts there. Starts with having a level of confidence that we are hearing him and that he is for us and not against us. And we're not talking necessarily about or specifically about special gifts, because there are those who are not Christians who have those same gifts. What we are talking instead about is our ability to hear him speaking as he always speaks. as a spirit, you are already hearing him 100%. And you're already fully on board with him 100%. But there are interferences between our soul and our spirit. And those are what he's dealing with and wants us to cooperate with him. So we're not looking at getting God to do something, to move. Or we're not trying to convince him to make himself heard or speak. He's already speaking. And again, our goal is to have that confidence, not based in our gifts or abilities or skill, but experience. You know, think of your favorite hobby or your favorite activity. It's probably something you do on a regular basis. And a lot of it, you probably don't think about. Whether it's a sport or a relationship or any other, you know, leisure activity or even your work. Odds are part of what makes it enjoyable is that it comes easily to you. Or there's a challenge there that fits your temperament. You, in some way, enjoy an aspect of that activity. So there's part of it that because you practice it, you do it often, even relationships, the people that you enjoy your relationships with, you have spent a lot of time with, so you're comfortable with them. It's, you know, when you think about meeting a person for the first time, it takes a while to find out what kind of a person they are and what kind of a person you can be around them. But once you do, if there's things that click, you can relax and go on to other things. Well, that comes from experience. So though God can speak to us, we don't want to have to force him to shout or have those occasions be only in emergencies, only in crisis situations. You know, we hear the phrase, well, we're really going to pray about this. We're really going to seek God on this. This is a really big decision, so we really want to make sure we're doing exactly what God wants us to do. And really what we're saying is that we are deciding what God wants to talk to us about. Now, again, he's already talking to your spirit. And your spirit's talking back and listening and on the same page with him. But we get this idea that there's gradations of things that God wants to talk to you about. And that if he's talking to you about something, it's going to be a big deal. Let him decide what he wants to talk to you about. Our challenge is to deal with what God wants us to be dealing with at any given time. And through that, we're going to be developing the skills. He that hath an ear to hear. Now, everybody has ears. But we don't have ears that hear. So that comes from doing whatever's necessary. What God is going to specifically give us, different challenges and opportunities and experiences to develop that hearing ear. It's not just about getting a word or getting an answer to prayer, but developing that confidence. Not just that God speaks, but that God loves us and accepts us right where we're at right now. And what happens is as we develop that confidence, the things within us that need to be changed, he starts to change. He knows what you need. And that's one of the things we really need to remember, is that God does not want us to live in fear, in guilt, in anger, in pride. He does not want us to live controlled either by our temperament or by our flesh, and certainly not by our enemy, the devil. And because he doesn't want us to live under their control, he is going to deal with them. He's not saying, well, I can't talk to you until you get your act together. He says, I'm talking with you now. Let's get your act together. And we have a united front. Now, sometimes he sticks his nose in where we don't think he has a right to, or that we can't give up a right to. Well, remember, you have already given up that right. You've already agreed with him that he can stick his nose in wherever he wants. So you may not want to, but that's okay. You're going to do it one way or another, because in your spirit, you do want to. And there's no part of your temperament that God is surprised about. There's no part of you that he's like, oh, man, I didn't know that this was what was going to come out when we started working on this. He's never surprised about you. He's delighted. And he's excited about the changes he's making, but he's never surprised. So as we think about, just to do a quick review on the homework as we go through the holiday season, just encourage you to, maybe even every day, as things get kind of stressful, just give him a special opportunity to quicken your senses. Give him an opportunity to speak to you through these next holidays. And you could even say something along the lines of, you know, Lord, make me aware of you speaking to me about positive things, about whatever your supernatural skill goals are, that you want to maybe see something or hear something from God. And also ask him, Lord, bring to my attention areas where you are changing me. And just take those 2 seconds, Lord, because you know what? That's about all we can do. And then when he does, you know, say you're at the mall shopping and he gets your attention. You know, maybe somebody calls your name and you're out shopping and you're looking around, who called my name? And you realize you don't see anybody looking at you like they were calling your name. And you go, is that you, Lord? He says, yes. I want to talk to you for a quick second. Just go into a corner. And he might not even say anything that you understand. But this is what becoming aware of him is all about. And we've talked so many times about making sure you set aside time for him. Most often, you know, and that you arrange with him how much time and what that time involves. And we often think that God is going to speak to us during that time. But what that does really is it cleans out our ears. He's doing the work during that time. He's tuning our senses so that when we're out and about during the rest of the day and he speaks to us, we can hear. So that's another reason that during that time of just waiting on him and listening to him, we can just listen. We don't necessarily have to hear something. We can just be available. I like to use the example of getting a suntan. When you go out to get a suntan, you prepare. You know, you maybe put some sunscreen on or, you know, put your bathing suit on or whatever, put a towel down and figure out how long you're going to be down there, and you bring your cool drink and whatever you do, for those who do. And then you just lay there. And right away, you may feel heat, but you will likely not see a change. It's only after time that that change will reveal itself. And that's the example that the God uses so often is the planting of a seed. How the farmer plants the seed, then he doesn't stand there and wait for it to come up. He goes about his business. And then the seed brings forth in and of itself. If when you plant the seed, you've prepared the ground and put in the fertilizer and provided the water, you put in the seed, you can just leave it to its own devices. You do a little weeding as it grows, and then at the full time of full harvest, you reap what the seed has done. It's the same principle and process as giving him time to speak to you in waiting for him and with him. As we're planting seed. Now, during that time, you may go out to plant the seed and find out, wait a minute, this soil is too rocky. It's not ready for seed. Well, there was only one way for you to know, and that was to start to try to plant the seed. Then you go, okay, God, I need to get rid of these rocks. Because you may be still before him, and he may bring up issues that he wants to talk to you about. Great, do it. Follow through with that. But the whole point is, God's whole purpose is to bring us to that confidence that we are hearing from him, that he loves us, that he takes full responsibility for your training, for your preparation, for your readiness. In most countries these days, there's a group of security people that are called first responders. They're there on the scene, and that's all they take care of. They don't follow up. They don't follow through. They're just there when something goes on. They're the first to be called in. And they're ready at a moment's notice. And inside us, that's what God is training us to be, is to first respond. What do you do first when you hear God? You respond. You ask, Lord, is that you? When you're dealing with an issue, when you're struggling, we're going to talk a little bit about when we feel anything all the time, when we feel guilty all the time, or anger all the time, or depressed all the time. What do we do first? We take it to God. And then we stay there until all the loose ends are tied up. So when we talk about knowing him and hearing him, it's not just for special occasions. This is your new life as a new spirit being, as a new creature. Your eternal life is now only available through your relationship with God. And he's jealous over you and is not going to let you get satisfaction the old way. So as you move into the holidays, let the Lord create opportunities where he can show up. He likes to show up and he likes to show off. So your job is to respond when he does. And he may do something that you're totally not expecting. And enjoy it. You know, we don't have to make a big deal out of it. Unless he says so, you don't need to even share it with anyone. Now, I do encourage you to write things down, just because our memories are so bad. So you can encourage yourself down the road. Oh, yeah, God is real. God does speak to me. I can hear him. He does love me. You know, this is a season of giving. Don't be surprised if God wants to give you something. And his gifts are very often have a hard time accepting them, because when he gives a gift, it's a true gift. There are no strings. We don't have to repay him or give him a gift in return. Just, here, I love you. I want to do something special for you. But you got to remember, God's basic nature is to give. Now, because we are also now spirit beings, our nature also is to give. So we don't have to be concerned about keeping things even or, making sure that God's gift isn't wasted or anything like that. Just receive it unconditionally and say thanks. So what about when we feel guilty all the time, or when we feel depressed or angry or anxious, or we can't rest? Now, there's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now. And like I said, the first thing we do is we take it to God. We first respond to that realization, and we go to God. So to start with, when we come to that, when we can put it in terms of, why do I feel guilty all the time? Well, there's some good news and some bad news. The good news is that you realize that you feel guilty all the time is a major step. It's a recognition that God is ready to free you. Okay? Let me just repeat that. People survive in this world, including Christians, are living in survival mode, and they just live with how they feel, what they believe, and they very often live, even Christians, live miserable lives. And some of them, I wouldn't want to be them, let alone be around them, let alone be them. And they're supposed, ministers. And you go, man, I don't care if you can raise the dead. You're just miserable to be around. I would hate to think what it's like to be you. But when we realize, okay, there's a problem. I feel guilty all the time. The reason you know that, the reason that's coming to the surface, is because God is ready to free you from that. So be encouraged. That's a good thing. Now the problem is that in the vast majority of situations, there is not just one key to that freedom. we are all so tied up with our beliefs and our wounds and have gotten so used to being at the mercy of our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, that there's going to be a unique process for us to be freed from what we're experiencing. Again, whether it's guilt or depression or anger or feeling out of control. But we start with recognizing that the reason that bringing it to the surface is the first start, because it means that God is ready to free you from it. You're not going to be able to figure it out all by yourself. That's why very often when you start going to counseling, it's a never-ending thing, because their goal is not to bring you to a conclusion. It's just to help you survive. Now, that's not true across the board, but in many cases, unless you understand the process of wounding and that we have enemies, and that the goal of our enemies is to keep us where we're at, that our struggle is very often in changing our beliefs. So, and we've talked many times, and I would encourage you to, if you're struggling with woundedness, to either get the books or go back and listen to the previous radio programs about dealing with your wounds. But the whole point is you go to the Lord and you ask him, Lord, is this something you're ready to heal me of now? And now for him, when you say now may mean it's going to take 6 months. It may mean it's going to take 2 years. Now, it may mean that, you know, this was from a wound, he's ready to heal the wound right now, and that being freed from that wound means the enemy no longer has a stronghold in you, and once you take authority over him, he has to go, and boom, you're free from the guilt. Now, you'll have to relearn how to live without that guilt. And that may take 6 months and 2 years and the rest of your life. But that's what I mean. Every case is different. And the only one who's going to be able to tell you the answer is God himself. Now, we've got resources to help you form the questions to ask. But the responsibility is still between you and God. Respond to him. Lord, what do you want me to do here? Lord, is this the right time to deal with this? Do I need to find medical help? Lord, is this a physical problem I've got? Then, Lord, is that you? And so many healings that we receive as we start to pay attention more to hearing him and depending on him, he does so much of the healing and the freeing without us even being aware. And we suddenly realize 2 months or 6 months, I don't feel guilty all the time anymore. Because our attention is no longer on our feeling guilty. It was on following God through the process, paying attention to what he puts our attention on. And he changes us. He frees us. So hopefully we've given you, over these past years and months, enough information to at least start on the process for yourself. Because this is not something that there's a simple, easy answer other than ask God. And we're happy to walk you through that. But that's something that, because it's so personal, you really have to do it depending on God for yourself. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll be getting back together again with you on Monday morning. Again, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.